Here's another Misty song you need to explain a little bit.
They're trying to get me to do this.
That's
right. So I'll explain this one a little bit. This is a song about my younger brother.
What time is it?
It's cake time.
7:30.
It's cake time, yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's Mets? I was too stupid to write songs for my brother, like Christmas for him when he's around. So this is from my younger brother who passed away 11 years ago. I know that because my daughter's birthday. She's 11.
The same day?
Not on the exact same day, but the same
almost year.
He was younger than I was. And he spent a lot of time outdoors. He used to take kids out on treks to kids with troubled families and try to get them to actually trust another human being again. And so he was really close to nature, so it's only fitting that when he took his last breath, it was the winter solstice. So this is about him, kind of. Well, it starts out with my mom and dad and kind of tells a little about our family history and background, and then goes to my brother Jay. I never got to play this for him, so maybe he's listening still. I don't know. Like anyone can join in. Three chords. C, F,
good,
and G.
Good, I like that.
Because I can't write anything difficult. But it's a song of hope. It's a song also about he was one to be sure not to waste any of your life, because it's short. When they finally met, there was love to be found. So he gathered his courage and down on one knee he said, "We won't live alone anymore." In October they married, a son she soon bore. By the time they were finished, there were four more. Five faces to feed and to nourish along. Life was a busy affair. Well, the country was restless and he went to war. She wrote to him daily, prayed even more. When it finally was over and he returned home, he said, "I won't live like that anymore." They learned how to work and to follow their dreams, to find good in each other and strength from within. And they each left their home one by one. The youngest went to college, the folks they were proud. He played by the rules, he followed the crowd. But inside was a yearning and he cried aloud, "I won't live like that anymore." Then he moved to the mountain seeking the way. With a wife and two children, no wasting, no want. And they lived in the moment each day. Next he taught at the school, he had lessons to learn and lessons to teach. But the yearning still burned. From the whitefish to Traverse, his soul would not rest. He looked deeper at life every day. About him, a sickness inside, silently multiplied. threatening his life. Though he tried to accept it with fasting and prayer, it continued to spread through his life. Now they lay in the hospital, they did what they could, intravenously feeding, but it was no good. The cancer clung strong and he whispered aloud, I won't live like this anymore. And the tubes all were pulled, and he wasted away. But the story is told, how the roses grew fragrant, his eyes brighter still, and I think that he's found common ground. The lessons he taught us, this thing that he knew. Life is a gift, don't waste it away, and we won't live like that anymore. Surely life is a gift, don't waste it away, we won't live like that anymore. No, we won't live like that, we won't live like that. No, we won't live like that anymore. I said we won't live like that, we won't live like that. No, we won't live like that anymore. No, we won't live like that, we won't live like that. No, we won't live like that
She sprung this on us in the middle of a coffee house a couple of years ago. And people were, you know, kind of talking around, and by the end of it, he,
feel like I want to
the
do
place
like
went crazy. Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful song.
Wow. Brush.